Welcome to the Preacher's Corner, brought to you by In-House Productions with your hosts, Pastor JT and Lady Fanita. Listen to this podcast on Apple, Google, and Spotify. And you can find us at our website at thepreacherscorner.net, on Facebook at The Preacher's Corner, and IG at the.preacherscorner.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. But hey, what's up? Happy Friday, man. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Preacher's Corner. I am Pastor JT and will be giving you some empowerment, some encouragement. Man, we're going to talk a little bit about this. We're going to talk a little bit about that. So let's go ahead and jump right in it. That was the sound of the Mavericks flushing day season right on down the drain. Listen, they came out hot Wednesday night, came out super on fire as expected. They back in front of the home crowd. You had Emmitt Smith, you had Market Mark, you had Mark and the fellas from DreamCon in the building. You had all sorts of celebrities on deck to see if the Mavericks can respond. And they flushed that opportunity on down the drain again by shooting 30-something percent from the three-point field. Man, they started off in the first quarter going to the hole, and that's what I believe being aggressive in the paint could save their chances without Boston having that big man. But Boston adjusted. They adjusted. This is where the coaching comes in. They adjusted and was able to defend that paint a little bit better. They brought that, chopped that lead down to close out the first quarter and then start hitting on all cylinders. And it was a wrap, man. Jaylen Brown took it to him from every aspect. Tatum did his thing. It was a collective team effort, and I believe Kyrie and Luka are outmatched as it relates to playing 5-on-5 team ball, man. So we are at the end of the tunnel as it relates to the Mavericks season, man. Congratulations for making it to the NBA Finals. Hopefully you get a W before it's all said and done, man. At least get one. Fight for one. There is all sorts of things in the news as it relates to the body of Christ, man. You got your things going on with T.D. Jakes. You got your things going on with Gino, Pastor Gino. You got your things going on with Pastor Tony Evans. You got all sorts of things going on, and a lot of people are chiming in, giving their opinions and their thoughts on what's going on with the body of Christ. And I believe it is scripture being revealed, man. The light is being shined on a lot of wickedness. The light is being shined. People are being exposed. First Lady and I have been talking about a lot of these things occurring all the way back before 2020, 2017, we were talking about it, man, and it's just now starting to see that other individuals that are of the cloth of the faith or have a platform or are able to be here, and it's going a little viral, man. So I'm not the one that'll continue to kick a man when they down or to throw dirt on somebody's name that's already been covered in mud. But, man, it's not looking good for the whole entire body of Christ. So how do we resolve? How do we resolve this? How do we fix the mistakes that are made by several leaders? You got such and such. You can go viral for telling somebody to hush and another indication you got another individual saying lift your hands or get out. So I believe that the social media aspect of ministry is giving the non-believer and even the people on the fence a lot of opportunity to point out all the things that they don't like and dislike about church and ministry and the leadership and pastors and evangelists and prophetess. You got all sorts of prophets giving prophecies online that's not manifesting. So they come off as fake prophets. And only there to receive the money. And so you have individuals that may have been church hurt or individuals that really don't take church seriously and aren't afraid to voice their opinions about what's going on. They're aiding and adding on to the circus that is being shown through our social media, man. You got your side where everything is a joke and everything is belittling of what's being done because we are showing it. We're showing our services to a live broadcast. We're on Facebook Live. We're on Twitch. We're on YouTube. And any little thing that is displeasing or questionable can go viral. You can have a viral moment by saying the wrong thing during your service. And I believe this is not helping the body of Christ, but more so hindering the body of Christ as it relates to drawing people to Christ. And that's the ultimate goal, that we should be able to draw people in. And so I think it's time for a lot of the ministries and a lot of the churches, man, to just turn the cameras off, man. Turn the cameras off for a while until, especially on the services that you know without a shadow of a doubt that you may be speaking about something controversial, or if you don't have all the equipment that you need, you know, without a shadow of a doubt that you don't have the best singers, or just by all means, any means necessary, trying to avoid a viral moment that would discredit or hinder the growth or edify the body of believers, man. So the babes in Christ are still on the fence, and we're not giving them anything to grab hold to as it relates for them maturing, and we're not putting forth, putting in front of them capable leaders that has the etiquette, that has been taught a lot. It's too many bastardized ministries that's gone rogue and without any type of accountability, and going on to these platforms. Everybody has a mic, so we have a voice. And so we're living in that era where we can do more harm to the body than we can help the body with our antics throughout social media. Man, so I believe that is the first step, pulling away, not being so quick to hit record and look for the likes and the shares, and especially if we don't have it all together. It's sad. Sitting back watching the body become divided and deteriorated, and let's be honest, man, a laughing stock. And there are several clips that we can share, but I want to share this specific one, man. It's one that I found. We're going to use our fair use. So listen, this is for educational purposes. This is not for being paid, man. We want to edify and uplift the body. So check out this clip.
Real ritually out here. And many people are being deceived by other influencers that say they're influencers for the Lord or leaders for the Lord or men or women of God. You got to be very mindful. The Lord has showed me that Satan has tried to crank it up a notch, and this is not to give him credit, but he's tried to crank it up a notch in a way, you know how when we say test the spirit, you know, that's, does scripture back this up? But you got to go a step further to find out if they're being, when I say spirit-led, I'm saying Holy Spirit led, because every spirit is not Holy Spirit. So are they being Holy Spirit led? Are they filled with the Spirit of God? Are they being led by God? Were they being sent by God? Thank you, Holy Spirit. So one of the things that the Lord showed me, be mindful of those, because they're even taking scripture now, but they're basically perverting certain things from the Bible. You know, Satan was once an angel. He knows scripture. He tried to tempt Jesus coming out of the wilderness with scripture as well. So everyone who says they were sent by God or just speaks about God may not be serving the same God as you.
In a nutshell, there you have it. There you have it, man. That's exactly where we are in the body, man. And it is, it's really, really, really weighing in heavily on the non-believers and the babes, man. I think it's hurting. We're becoming stumbling blocks for the individuals that are have a desire, hunger, and thirst to want to live righteous and to want to be correct, but they just don't know which voice to listen to. So the scripture that she was saying comes from John, 1 John chapter 4, and it reads from the English Standard Version, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this, you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not of God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and now is in the world already. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he is in you, and you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are of God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Those that are of God can hear God's voice speaking through God's vessels. Those that are of God can hear God's voice speaking through God's vessels. Those that are of God, it says, by this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. In saying this, we also know who's right and who's wrong. We also know who's right and who is wrong. I know without a shadow of a doubt that there are individuals that know God without a shadow of a doubt. I know this. I know that they know the word. There's a lot of individuals that know the word and maybe have fallen off. They are also becoming a stumbling block for the individuals. Instead of making fun of it, instead of pointing it out, making memes and doing this and doing that, correct it. Post the correct way it should be. That way, everything that we do is unto God, and it is to edify, for the edification of the body of Christ. It's for the everything that we do ought to be done decently and in order. I don't want to do anything that's gonna deter or break down or cause chaos within the body of believers. I want to do things that's gonna draw people to the voice of God. Here we go. Ezekiel says it like this. Ezekiel 34. Should I want to do 34? Listen here. It says, "The word of the Lord came to me, son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, even to the shepherds, to the pastors, thus says the Lord God, ah, shepherds of Israel, who have been feeding yourselves, have been feeding yourselves. Should not the shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat and you clothe yourselves with the wool. You slaughter the fat ones, but you do not feed the sheep. The weak you have not strengthened, the sick you have not healed, the injured you have not bound up, the strayed you have not brought back, the lost you have not sought, and with force and harshness you have ruled them. So they are scattered because there was no shepherd, and they become food for all the wild beasts. My sheep were scattered. They wandered over all the mountains and on every high hill. My sheep were scattered over all the face of the earth, with none to search or seek, with none to search or seek for them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, declares the Lord God, surely because my sheep have become a prey, and my sheep have become food for all the wild beasts, since there was no shepherd, and because my shepherds have not searched for my sheep, but the shepherds have fed themselves and have not fed my sheep. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds and will require my sheep at their hand and put a stop to their feeding the sheep. No longer shall the shepherds feed themselves. I will rescue my sheep from their mouths, that they may not be food for them." There it is. The Lord is going to sit individuals down. He's going to close some platforms. He's going to shut some platforms down because he's sick and tired of the shepherds feeding themselves and scattering the sheep. Let's pray for the body. Father God, we come to you right now as humble as you know how, God. We thank you. We magnify you for who you are in our lives. God, I just am at awe at the sake and the state that the body is in right now. We cry out like Jeremiah. We cry out like in Lamentations for the body of believers, those that are hungry, those that are unknowledgeable or don't know which voice to listen to. We pray for them right now, that they seek a relationship with you, that they seek to hear your voice clearly, that they know how to try the spirit and test and see is if of you, God. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you place your hand of protection around the individuals that want to walk like you, talk like you, that fall down, Lord God, but don't have the courage to stand back up in your word, God, that has been pushed away from the body, Lord God. Draw them back in to platforms like these that are edifying the body, that are encouraging and empowering, Lord God. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you bind up the hand of the enemy that will come against the hearer of this message. Even now, God, we magnify you. We glorify your name even now. We ask that you would place eagerness for the shepherds to repent, Lord God. Fall back on their faces to fast and pray and fall back in love with you, Lord God, to have the desire to teach your people, to pour into your people, not just for gain or financial gain or popularity, Lord God, but to do it for the call, Lord God, that has been placed upon their head, the anointing that you placed upon them in the very beginning, Lord God. We ask that the body become strengthened, Lord God, and less divided, more unified right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you forgive us for all of our sins, blot out all of our transgressions, even now. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I pray that you have been blessed by this episode, man. Please leave your comments. What do you think about the state of the body? How was do you believe that turning the cameras off is the first step to rectifying and fixing the mess that's within the body? Do we have to pray against pride? Many individuals don't believe that they're doing anything wrong. So place that in the comments. Let's dialogue. Let's talk about it. And when we come back, we can talk about the things that we shared in the comments on Spotify, Apple, Google, even on our Facebook page. Man, drop them comments, and we would definitely love to get the dialogue with you. If you've been blessed, you want to sow a seed, it is our Cash App $, The Preacher's Corner. We want to continue to be a blessing to those individuals through Mafia, our outreach ministry. So we thank you. The Underdog album, it drops today. So go out and play that. That we hope you be blessed by what you hear on the Underdog 24 album. The link is in the description. Hey, play it, enjoy it. We're looking forward to some positive feedback from the album. I'm Pastor JT. I'm out of here. Have a wonderful weekend. Happy Father's Day to every last father. God bless.
Thanks so much for joining us for The Preacher's Corner with your hosts, Pastor JT and Lady Fanita. For more information, you can log on to our website at thepreacherscorner.net, Facebook at The Preacher's Corner, and IG, the.preacherscorner. This is an in-house production. We'll see you next time.